Hello, this is Curtis Edwards, Vice President of Investor Relations at Hudson Investing. Are you ready to start building your multifamily portfolio? Kent and I are excited to announce our newest deal in Spartanburg, South Carolina. This 157-unit property offers a unique chance to acquire a B-class value-add property for just $120,000 per door. This is well below replacement costs. De-risking the deal even further is a favorable loan assumption with over 6 years remaining at 3.73% fixed. With 50 economic development projects underway and 70,000 jobs within a 20-minute drive, the South Carolina Upstate region is primed for above-average job, population, and rent growth. Don't miss out on this exclusive deal. Find the link in the description notes to learn how you can invest.
But once you get into the business world, you can probably echo this. It's all about leveraging. If you know your strength, you know your weakness, you know which part of the business is not irreplaceable, only you could do it, where you do the best and you enjoy doing it, do more of that. And the rest, hire a team that you trust.
Welcome to Right Around Real Estate, the show about how to passively invest like a pro. On each episode, I interview real estate experts who give their top investing advice, strategies, and tools, and I break down their insights into practical steps to avoid the pitfalls and make better investments. I want to help you passively invest like a pro. This is Ritter on Real Estate, and I'm your host, Kent Ritter. Hello, fellow investors. Welcome to another episode of Ritter on Real Estate, where we teach you how to passively invest like a pro. Today, my guest is Cody Yeh, and I'm excited to have him on the show because he is a YouTuber and he specializes in personal finance, stock options, and real estate investing. And he's helping everyday people gain back financial control and reaching financial freedom in less than a year. And I wanted to have Cody on the show because I thought his strategy was really compelling. There's some real estate, but there's also some other cool things mixed in. And so, Cody, thank you for being here and educating us today.
Thanks for having me, Ken.
Yeah. So before we dig into all the questions, let's just start with, you know, tell folks more about who you are and where you came from.
Cool. Yeah. So I came to Canada at age of 18 with a student visa. At that time, I chose to study engineer because that was the fastest way to get through college or university without a lot of debt, and you can get a decent pay job. Right. But while I was going through the school, I found out that my true passion is actually in finance, accounting, investing, rather than engineering. So, you know, after graduation, I started working in an automotive company called Honda. Since I was a kid, I wanted to become a Formula One driver. That was the second best choice I could get into. So I got into that. Lo and behold, I was there for 6 years working as a project manager. We managed over like $100 million projects all in 6 years. And that's where I gained all these experience managing, like tendering projects, all these good stuff later on for real estate investing, right? And then I was putting in a lot of hours trying to get ahead in life and get to mid-management or whatever. And I soon realized that's not the way to financial freedom. Working more, higher income will get you rich, but never get you wealthy. So that's when I was working a lot of overtime. At night, I was trading the Asian market and I was getting in real estate investing, attending a lot of seminars. And that was like 5 years ago now. So now I've helped hundreds of alumni with stock option investing through a lot of them replace their full-time income. And at the same time, most of them are real estate investors that invest in small multifamilies to big multifamilies, and some of them get into some self-storage as well.
Gotcha. Very cool. So you've made a very quick, sounds like over the last 5 years, transition from a full-time W-2 job to now having your own business, and now you're educating others how to do the same, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would say like transition is fast, but the grinding was real, right? I was start working really a full-time with like 400 to 800 hours of overtime since 2013. I was saving up, right? I have like multiple properties, but I was still renting a room for $600 up until 2019. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people thought it was crazy, but you know, now looking back, is it worth it? Yeah, I think it's definitely worth it, but do I have to do it again? I, you know, maybe I could a different way now that I know a lot better. But at that time, I didn't know, you know, like growing up, it's all about saving more, right? I don't know how to make more. It's just about making more money, and I pay it to all to the tax, right? And now I learn all these ways of how wealthy people make money and get back their time. Here I am trying to educate, helping more people are ready to step up to get to where I am or where you are a lot faster than I did, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's awesome. And I think that's one of the greatest kind of hacks in life, I think, is finding, for whatever it is, finding a mentor, finding somebody that's done it before and being able to learn from them versus having to step in all the holes yourself. And so that's awesome. And so let's dig in a little bit into, you know, what you're doing and what you're teaching and kind of what encompasses your strategy. So as I understand it, it's kind of real estate and then leveraging some stock options and maybe some different things to create additional income streams. So give us kind of an overview of, you know, your portfolio or your strategy or and how you tell people to go about this.
Yeah. So kind of dialing back, you know, a few years, probably 5 years, that's when I bought my first property in Toronto. We bought it for $500,000, roughly $526,000. And now it's getting acquired by a developer. They're giving us like $2 million. And that's 5-6 years ago. We bought that property. And then everything is history from there, right? So we pull out some money, put in my trading account. And I was making, you know, on average 1-4% per month. So beating the index by a little bit, right? And you know, I just be very conservative. And, you know, one day I just realized, hey, this income is actually replacing my full-time six-figure income. So do I want to push more, continue to work more overtime, or should I dial back and build something more? Because I know inside me, if I can hustle so hard, I can time manage my time so great, I know there's more people I can help, right? I know I'm limiting myself and I'm disservicing myself. So that's when, you know, I quit my job. I started with personal coaching 101. I realized soon, hey, I can't scale this. Then I come up with a course and I realized, hey, all my alumni are real estate investors. They want to, you know, they want me to digest news for them because they don't know how to read news like me. They want to see my trades and all that. So now I have the mastermind. Now what this mastermind is about is really, like I said, helping people replace their everyday income or at least replace some of it so they can buy back their time. They can spend more time with their family, less time overtime, less time on different kind of side hustle, right? And this strategy that I'm talking about, the stock option, has been used by Warren Buffett for the longest time. And a lot of real estate investors are actually using it without realizing it, right? So if you imagine, in the current market, that's really hot in real estate. So everyone wants to buy off-market deals. So with this stock option strategy, we can actually get paid to buy off-market deals. Instead of we pay a finder's fee, we get paid to buy off-market deals. And once we get it, we can turn around and, you know, we can rent to own it. We can rent our stocks out and receive some amount of money while we wait. So in real estate terms, you buy an off-market deal, you do your value added activity. Now it's cash flow positive. Then you kind of rent it out and get that cash flow while you're waiting for the appreciation to go up, right? So we use very similar strategy in stock option. We focus on blue chip company, which are, you know, like the 500 biggest company in Canada or in the world. And they're making a lot of money, continue to grow in the frontier of innovations kind of stuff. So that's kind of like a quick knockdown, but feel free to ask me any more specific question.
Yeah, no, I think that's a good start. And so I guess explain the strategy. I mean, it sounds like you're taking your real estate money, kind of putting it into the market and investing in stocks. Is that kind of that very basic how this is working?
Bang on. So after I buy my first real estate property, as it goes up, I refinance it out with my W-2 salary. I take those money, I put in my trading account, instead of just putting in the bank because bank is not giving me much interest anyway. So I make more from that. Once I accumulate another down payment, I take out the money from the trading account and buy more real estate. So a lot, like for me now, I have, you know, active income, I have passive income, I have a trading account, I have real estate. So instead of just have one full-time job, which is very risky, now I have a business, I have multiple stream of income. They all just go into circles. Whenever I have a surplus, I either put in a trading account or go buy more real estate. If the real estate goes, I refinance, I come out, I take it out, rather buy more real estate or I put in my stock trading account. to kind of have the multiple stream of income and diversify a little bit, right? So that just overall speed up the whole cycle of accumulating generational wealth.
Yeah. Yeah. I've heard other people refer to that kind of as a flywheel, where you get that effect where everything's building on itself. And so I think that's great. I mean, you've created now, like you said, instead of your one source of income where you're dependent on your employer, you've now been able to go out and create several sources of income that all kind of complement each other. And so, what I thought was interesting was, you know, instead of just you're investing in real estate and you're obviously making income, and instead of just waiting, keeping that money in the bank, let's say, and waiting for that next deal to come, you're putting it to work through this option strategy. And that's what I thought was really unique, and maybe some ways to continue to make gains in between your real estate investments. And so, dig into that option strategy a little more. I guess just give people kind of, where do you start when you're doing when you're coaching and your training? I mean, what do you tell people about? How do you explain how it works?
Yeah. It's really similar to real estate, at least from my strategy in real estate. First, we do fundamental analysis. How do you decide what strategy to use? How do you decide what property and what city and what pocket of the city to buy, right? So we have to really study that, knows your numbers, and you know what works in that area, and you know your strategy works, and it's proven. And you know, the in real estate terms, like the GDP goes up in that area, the net migration is positive, there's more high tech or high paying jobs coming, right? Because we also really follow high paying jobs, right? So it's the same thing as stocks that we pick. We pick a company that has been making money for the past 5 years, continue to make more, good management in front of the frontier of innovation. And that's really what we look for, very similar. Now, with that basis, we have a long-term horizon of 5 to 10 years, just like a lot of multifamily investors. They say, I know we might exit in 1 to 2 years because of the crazy market, but usually we plan for 5. Same thing here. We're always in to hold for the long term, but we can take profit in the short term, right? So that's the first step. And after that, we say, okay, for example, I'm going to use an example, again, not stock advice. I'm going to use Apple because Apple is one of the biggest holding from Warren Buffett. So I say, hey, okay, you've done all your studies on Apple. I use all the Apple products here, Apple Watch, whatever. You like it. You think it's continuing to grow. Your kids are using it to the next generation. Great. Okay, you decide you want to own some Apple. Now you can actually go to the market, okay? And you can sell an insurance contract, which is called selling a put option. So when we sell a put option, it's like you're the insurance company now. You're selling an insurance policy, but you're obligated to fulfill that policy if it's claimed. So what's the worst case in this case? If Apple right now, let's say it's 150, okay? You sell the insurance contract and say, hey, if Apple goes below 140 in 30 days, I will buy Apple for 140. But in exchange, I get paid 1-4% per month of cash flow, a premium for that. So your worst case is you already know you're okay buying Apple, you bought 150, but now you have a chance to buy Apple 140 and you get paid doing that. That's really the first step.
Gotcha. Yeah. So you're doing the fundamental analysis. You know that it's a stock that you'd like to be in.
Yeah.
You're instead of just jumping right in, you're saying, well, you know, okay, let's basically create, like you said, this insurance contract. And if it drops in price, well, you know, from your fundamental analysis, you think that's probably a short-term type of correction. Mm-hmm. So you can actually pick it up at a better price, or worst case, or maybe that's worst case, but typical case is you're actually just going to get paid out for having that contract out there for a couple months.
Typically, if Apple stayed the same, would go down to 140.01 in 30 days, you still keep all the money you get paid up front as a premium. Like an insurance company never pay you back the premium you pay. Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Even if you make a claim, they don't give you back the premium.
Right.
So same thing here. We get paid. It's our money now. Right. So we keep that. If we have to buy Apple at 140, we further reduce the cost of average. So my true cost might be 136. Right. So we built in that downside buffer and we use that as a cash flow strategy. So that further, again, speed up a process of building generational wealth, right, on top of just real estate.
Yeah. No, I love that as a complementary method. I think that's intriguing. That's not something I'm familiar with. So it's good to learn. You said this is something that Warren Buffett's using?
Yeah. So a lot of people don't realize Warren Buffett actually received billions of dollars of premium, right? He owns a lot of insurance company. And there's a reason why, because most of the time insurance company win. Even right. if a black swan event happened, they already built in those buffer for it, right? But most of the time, 99% of the time they win, right? And there's a reason why they own all these big buildings, right? You rarely hear an insurance yeah. company go bankrupt, right?
Well, yeah, so, they really don't, right? You even look at, through any of the biggest financial crises, the insurance companies have largely been unscathed.
Mm-hmm. And that's really the secret to this, right? So we're just following Warren Buffett's footprint, which is one of the best investor of all time. And, you know, a lot of people don't dig into the financial statement and found that he actually get paid billions of dollars of premium from this kind of strategy. Again, in the financial statement, it's not stated out as the strategy, but it's called derivative contracts. And this is the strategy that he's using, right?
Yeah. Very interesting. That's awesome. So then you just continue to kind of build on this strategy. And then where does it go from there? I think you said that was kind of step one. Are there other steps down the path?
Yeah. It's a real estate now, right? So now that you buy an off-market deal, what do? Usually you add value to it, right?
Sure.
Or unless you want to turn around and flip it, right? If a market all of a sudden jump back up, right? But you have that downside buffer, right? You have that equity already built in. So once we buy Apple, back to that example, buy Apple at 140, guess what? If Apple's 140, cool. My true cost is 136. So if I really want to sell at 140, I still profit the $4 difference. But the game here is we want to own Apple for the long term. Now we have a chance to own it lower. Guess what? We can turn around and sell another insurance contract and say, hey, we agree to sell Apple at much higher price. For example, 145, 150. And then we get paid another 1-4%. Gotcha. See where I'm going? Then, we buy it with equity and with downside buffer. We hold it now at a discount price, 10% discount. Then we can turn around and agree to sell it at a much higher price. And we get paid again, 1-4% per month.
Mm-hmm. Right. And your worst case scenario there is you're selling it for a higher price.
For a higher price.
Than you purchased it for.
So you collect the premium when you first get to buy Apple, you collect the premium, the second insurance contract, agreeing to sell at a higher price, and then you profit the appreciation, the difference between 140 and the price you agreed to sell it.
Yeah, no, I makes a ton of sense, man. And I can see how this starts to steamroll. And then you're continuing, you then take that money out, you're investing in more real estate as good deals come up, and it just continues to build those different cash flows, right? So it sounds like a really powerful strategy. So it sounds really good. I mean, what are the downsides or risks that we need to look out for?
Yeah, the downside, there's definitely downside for every strategy. There's no perfect strategy. There's only strategy that has a higher chance of winning. Mm-hmm. So based on Chicago Board of Option Exchange, they found that 85% of the option contract, the insurance company like we sell, 85% of them expire worthless, just like auto insurance. Right. Yeah. When's the last time you make a claim? Right. 85% of that time, no one make a claim. So we're already stacking the chance in our favor. Right. And then from there, the downside is if you never done homework or enough homework on the stocks you want to buy, it's like a real estate. It's not just a random place, right? You got to do all these study. If you don't do those study or you got greedy, you go into a brand new market just because the cash flow, the cap rate looks so great. And you jump into it.
Mm-hmm.
When the market is great, everything fly up. But when the market turn, you might not even be able to flip it around, right? So, you know, that's why we focus on blue chip. We focus on the major city. We're 1 hour around the city. Same thing in my strategy. We focus on the blue chip stocks around the city, right? The major city. So we know we'll be the last one standing. And the company has been making money. So whether through COVID, whether through the last downturn, always go higher, right? I want to say always, but historically has been going higher, right? Because in the long term, the stock price follow the fundamental of the company, right?
Yeah, that's interesting. So I'm curious with these different things going on and maybe even as you were transitioning out for folks that are trying to go through that process, how do you manage your time through all these different strategies? Like how do you design, whether it's your day or your week, to make sure that you've got the real estate piece, you've got the stock, everything else you're doing.
Yeah, that's just such a great question. Like I always thought, whether that's in school, whether when I was working corporate, everything is about me, how I can prove myself to be worthy of the money I'm getting paid. In school, there's no plagiarism. There's no studying of other people's homework. It's all do it on your own, right? Kind of thing. You got to prove you can do that on your own. Mm-hmm. And then and company, same thing. You got to make sure you always, you know, prove yourself to worth that salary. Otherwise, someone's going to replace you. But once you get into the business role, you can probably echo this. It's all about leveraging. If you know your strength, you know your weakness, you know which part of the business is not irreplaceable, only you could do it, where you do the best and you enjoy doing it, do more of that. Right? And the rest, hire a team that you trust, A, B players, right? Hire B players, A players, and train them to be A players. Then it's just kept the wheels going and you get your time back too, right? So for my option, right, I used to start with just one person, one-on-one, and I have a course. Then I have two assistants, and now I have a team of eight. I have a coaching group. And myself, I just take the coaching call, right? In the future, I might not even take the coaching call. I really just share my trade so I can focus on more research that's not, cannot be done for the coaching group. And I focus on just my trades, right? 15, 30 minutes per day and other business going on.
Gotcha. Yeah. So leverage, right? That's the name of the game. Figure out your highest and best use and leverage other people. There's a great book, the Who Not How. And it's kind of what all that's about.
Dan Sullivan.
Yeah, exactly. Read it a few months ago and caused me to really rethink things too and continue to expand my team. And so we're doing the same way. So I can echo, like you said, I think that's the way to go about it. You got to really guard your time and figure out what your highest and best use is, right? And really lean into that. So I think that's a fantastic message. Well, Cody, I mean, what else do we need to know about what you have going on and about your different programs or your different strategies? What have we not touched on?
Oh, wow. I mean, we can never touch on everything, but really it's getting on this podcast, really just sharing with your audience that real estate is really good. Real estate treat me really well. The music has been playing for a while. We love it. It makes 90% of the millionaires. But I just want to urge people to open, you know, be open to a stock option strategy that could be, that could work hand in hand with real estate investing and then further diversify your portfolio, right? And that's really the part I'm on to talk about. I love real estate. I love stock option. I love active business. I love this growing part, learning new things, connecting with people like yourself. That just gets me exciting and more, guess what? Like the more business I build, the more I know how to leverage, I'm getting more time back as well. So now I actually have more choice and I can, you know, hire out all the, you know, all the things that could be done, you know, less than $30 per hour. It's all hired out really. Right. So if that could be done and just, you'll get more time and more money overall, but you have to really, like you said, learn from the right coaches or really have the right mindset and have the courage to follow someone who has been there, done that. When they tell you to do something, try out. You don't have to go head in, but like try out, man. Try out and you will be surprised. Like all the coaching I pay over the years, always 10x, if not 20x. But all the impact, I can't even count that, right? Just monetary wise, already 10x, 20x. Yeah. So like the impact, the long-term impact is way more than that.
Yeah, the ability to change your mindset. Right. And to work in different ways. Cause you have to, like, I love what you said, you have to continue to keep growing and it really is crazy. Like you should be busier than you've ever been, but as you really start to put systems in place and leverage, you really can get that time back, which really allows you to spend more time on higher value things, right? More at a strategic level. And I found you start to see more opportunities present themselves when you're not just heads down in the weeds all the time.
Yeah. So like, I don't know for you, but I know my highest and best years of my time is doing the marketing, now working with like-minded investors. And then, you know, I'm not too shy to say that, you know, after this call, I'm going to go to Tesla and Tesla Model Y. Do I need it? No, but I just thought it's a cool car. I can write off a lot of that in the business expense in the first year. So if people are interested, I'll look into that in Canada. You can write off, you know, don't quote me on, I'm not an accountant, but you can write off about 59,000 in the first year. So that's a big chunk of changed, right? So if you know all those accounting, legitimate way to reduce your income, there's just so many, the sky's the limit really. And it's just, you don't know what you don't know. And then I just spend my time doing all those things I really enjoy.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic, man. Sounds like you've built quite the little enterprise, and you continue to expand, and you've more importantly, I think, built the life that you wanted, right? You got out of that W-2 and now you're a master of your own destiny. I think that's fantastic. But so Cody, before I let you go, I want to take you through our keys to success round. Four questions I want to ask you. First one is, if you were going to invest your money with somebody else and you could only ask them one question, what would that one question be?
Wow. Only one question.
Because
we raise money ourselves. I guess the question is just show us your track record or your partner's track record, right? If you don't know something, as someone behind you to help you and guide you through that, no one knows everything, but what's your team, right? What's your track record of your team?
Yeah.
That's one question I'm gonna ask.
That's a good one. What are you most proud of in your career?
Most proud of, oh my God. When I was working 6 years in corporate before I quit, there's not much of a proud moment. I was getting different awards and all that, but I didn't really have a meaning for that. But I'll say the biggest accomplishment in terms of my personal development is when I quit the job, knowing that I have to figure it out and I will figure it out. And 2 years after that, I figure it out and grow. And I know I'll continue to grow, and this is just the beginning. And I really enjoy this process. I think that is the biggest accomplishment yet.
That's awesome. Yeah, just getting to a place where you're, continuously growing and learning and embracing that, right? And knowing that, you know, you're never going to know everything, and there's always just a constant learner, I guess. I think that's awesome. I think that's the way you got to approach life. What is a book that everybody should read?
There's many books, like the one you talk about, Who Not How. Again, I think that applies to anyone at any level, even to personal level. Hey, if you don't like mowing the lawn, hire someone to mow it, hire neighbor's kids to mow it, so you can spend your time on the highest and best use. That's one book. Second book is called Money, People, Deal. Again, that's a young fella, Canadian, called Stephen Arniel. Unfortunately, he passed away at age 33, but he started a really good legacy, and he's a stallion real estate investor as well. So that's called Money, People, Deal. He said that three things is really what you need in real estate: money, people, and deal. If you have two of them, you're great, but you don't have one, that's where most people are standing at, right?
Mm-hmm. Now that's a lot of truth in that. And then lastly, what is your number one key to success?
I think my number one key to success is I take risks, but I take calculated risks. There's always risks in real estate investing, always risks in stock option investing. Mm-hmm. There's risks in life everywhere, but I always take calculated risks. I think about what's the worst case that can happen, and then what's the probability of that ever happening. If it's so low to minuscule, then you know, a lot of people say in the business, if it's more than 50% success rate, you should go for it. For me, it's much higher. If it's 80, 90%, I'll go for it full force. And now I'll just jump on it. And I'll hire integrators to help me out. I'm the visionary guy, right? And I'll guide them through it, coach them through it. And I really come from the bottom, as in I did all the work myself in the beginning, the coaching, the marketing, the building, the accounting, the back end, the website, everything. Mm-hmm. So now that I'm very qualified to know, to guide people, right? And I get a lot of respect for that. Not that I want to do it again, but I come from ground up, right? So just taking risks, but calculated risks, but take action, right?
Yeah. Well, that's the biggest thing, right? I think most people, if there's any risk, then it prevents them from taking action. And everything in life is a risk. You just got to, find, take calculated risks, but find the whatever reason, the why, to push past it and actually take action. I think that's what really separates the successful people from most others. And so congratulations on doing that and for having a ton of success, and appreciate you coming on the show. And if people want to learn more about what you're doing, Cody, how do they get a hold of you?
Yeah, they can easily type in Cody Yeh at Google. So CODY space YEH. Or, you know, if you want, you can leave my Facebook group. There's more than 4,000 people, like-minded real estate, stock option investors in that group. And then, yeah, it's free to join. And they can run a Facebook Live every Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern time. And lots of other YouTube videos, vlogs, all value-added stocks stuff. And then I try to be, you know, entertaining and educational at the same time. So.
Awesome. Well, thank you for coming on and being entertaining and educational today and sharing that with our listeners. And hope you have a great rest of the day, Cody.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening to another great episode of Ritter on Real Estate. Hit the subscribe button to make sure you don't miss out on the content that will make you a better investor. Also, visit KentRitter.com for articles, videos, and tools curated just for passive investors. Until next time, this is Kent Ritter with Ritter on Real Estate. Now go out and invest like a pro.